producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, this fourth hour. I'm here with Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson. We also have Rob Dew joining us in the other studio, and he's going to finish up the remainder of this fourth hour after this first segment. And, of course, Rob, we were talking about who's going to take Trump's place. One of the things this RNC member was saying when he was urging the party to rally against Trump, he continued to use this phrase that we heard first from Nikki Haley, about angry voices. That seems to be the preferred way to refer to Donald Trump. And I thought he did a great job yesterday in terms of diffusing that. He very calmly said, yeah, we should be angry about what's going on. And I think people should be angry about what the RNC is doing. And, of course, Donald Trump is the expression of the voter anger about these people who are more concerned, as he said, about reducing our label. See, that's just it. It's their label.
Yeah, right. And look at life in general, David. People always say, oh, you're not supposed to be angry. Everybody's supposed to be calm. We're always supposed to be passive. From birth, they train you not to have outbursts. Those are bad. And there is something to that. But also, anger can be used as a positive force for making stuff happen. You know, you get mad. I'm going to carry the ball. I'm going to do like Alex Jones does it every day. Takes that ball filled with anger, that anger-filled football, and gives you what's really on his mind every day. And I think, you know, if Alex Jones wasn't an angry person, you wouldn't see, you know, all this, you know, this media empire that he's built from the ground up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look at Ritalin, for example. I mean, most CEOs have enough energy and that they would be put on Ritalin today if they were going through school. And so they want to dumb that down. They want to pull that out. But it can be a very effective strategy to be able to multitask and do a lot of things, to have a lot of energy, to have a lot of passion. We should be passionate about what is happening. And they should ask themselves, those people in the Republican Party, should ask themselves why everybody is so angry with them. And, of course, we just saw the best example of that with the omnibus bill, where they went in and funded everything, even funding that climate change treaty. A couple of weeks, you know, just it was only, what, a week to 10 days old, and they said, well, we're going to have something to say about it. Well, what they said about it was, yeah, sure, you
go
can do it.
There you go. Yeah. They did that in 2014 and 2015, even though the voters made it clear that we wanted change. And so then they went in and just signed the whole thing over for the fiscal year.
Well, that's the thing, that people don't feel that they're accountable to the voters anymore. I'm in office. I have power. So they're just going to do whatever they want, and they know that most people are going to be asleep at the wheel and just hope that it works itself out in the end.
The term is loyal opposition, and that's what we have. This is World Wrestling Federation. This is heels and heroes. It's the same thing. We're trying to, of course, we're looking at the Republican Party as something that has a little bit more variation in their thoughts. You know, you got Rand Paul on one end, and then you got Jeb Bush on the other, and then all the flavors in between. But I do think Donald Trump stands outside of that, and he proudly does that. And that's one reason why I do kind of look at him going, well, if I was going to vote for any of these clowns, it would be Donald Trump, as compared to what I'm seeing out there now. Unless you see Rand Paul take it, and maybe Rand Paul does have some grassroots behind him. You know, we interviewed one of the gentlemen last night, Richard did, and he was there, and he was just disappointed that Rand Paul wasn't in the debate. They had an outburst from a group saying stand with Rand. Rand was the like biggest thing there on social media. So,
of course, that stand with Rand outburst was edited out of the transcript, was pointed out by somebody today. So Rand Paul's name does not appear anywhere within that debate. That's right.
Even though he had, you know, the massive presence outside, you know, big talk to the guys beforehand, you know, out there shouting stand with Rand before the thing even started. So people were out there concerned about Rand Paul not being included in the main event.
So when people see the mainstream media, like Fox and Bloomberg and the GOP, moving against somebody, they might get interested and say, hey, who is this guy that they dislike so much? Maybe there's something there. And there is something there. We see Trump bringing up issues that the other people would not talk about. We see Rand Paul bringing up issues that other people would not talk about. I would like to see a lot of these issues brought up that are being shoved to the side. For example, CISPA, or CISA as it's now called. We just had Justin Amash say that he wants to try to take that down with a bipartisan effort. Stay with us when we come back. Rob Dew will be taking over the rest of the fourth hour. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, a nut job radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's
Dave.
True.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Must
citizens.
Be classified.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
A fog that is descended upon our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
This is real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We did meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women, no, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back.
Their defeat will be ultimately a crushing one.
Another fabulous intro by Darren McBreen, the man sitting to my left. This is Rob Dew. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. You're watching the new tail end hour that we've added on the Alex Jones Show. If your radio station is not picking this up, call them and ask them to. It's another hour of original content that we'll be producing. We do about 5 hours a day. If you count the nightly news, is another hour of produced programming per day.
And how many videos on YouTube?
Well, I counted yesterday. We put up 20 different videos on YouTube. I was even amazed at that. Yeah. And we actually missed a couple that are going up right now. So if you count yesterday, about 24 total videos. We are really churning it out. This week has been very productive. Last night's debate coverage, I think, was, in terms of us just really handling, we handled the debate instead of the debate handling us. Like,
right.
Not letting these guys push their BS and just go, oh,
just
we're
like
going to take
Paul.
It. We're going to take it. Yeah, we saw Rand Paul really come out and just take it away and just go, hey, you know what? I don't need your debate coverage.
Yeah, he would have been a big-time loser if he would have allowed them to demote him to the kiddie table. But
right.
He was like, no, screw you. Not only am I going to boycott, I'm going to go get all of the free media because they're all waiting to see what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to dominate on Twitter with my Periscope presentation. Well, it shows you how powerful social media has become, because in a lot of ways, Rand Paul stole the show last night because he was trending there on Twitter, right? He had a Facebook mentions. He was on Periscope. They had that live town hall meeting where people were able to ask the real questions, not these pre-scripted, you know, predetermined and pre-approved questions that you'd normally get in the debate. So it was pretty awesome. I was surprised.
And what do we see in the debate? A lot of the same questions.
The
I know you guys already went over
this.
It just got so boring sitting there listening to these guys.
If it wasn't for our coverage, that would have been a very boring debate.
I totally
agree.
And I really like it when people say, let them talk. No, they talk enough.
Yeah.
We're going to talk.
And
we
tell you straight up at the beginning if you don't want it.
These people have nothing to add. Yeah. Guys, I want to show you this. These are two stories here. New York Times. I don't think you guys have this, so you want to get it on overhead cam. Deadliest Ebola outbreak on record is over, WHO says. This is from the New York Times. There it is. Now look. Ebola virus new cases emerge in Sierra Leone today.
Back by
so
popular
it's over
demand.
And it's back. All in
maybe
one.
It's a new strain of Ebola that they've just created in their lab.
Exactly. In the span of one day, it's now back in Sierra Leone. My Ebola is back. So
that
shows you that nobody really knows what is going on over there and how these things are being how it's being created, how it's being controlled. It's a sad situation, especially for the Africans, but I firmly believe there is something going on behind the scenes that is making this disease as virulent as it is and as widespread as it is. I don't think it's happening by natural osmosis. That's my gut feeling. So we'll leave that there. I've also got a bunch of GMO news that I printed this out for when Anthony's going to come on. Anthony Gucciardi is going to be joining me at the bottom of the hour, those of you keeping score. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff, including what's going on with Walmart, as Alex Jones talked about earlier in a video we shot. We shot that in the office. We gave it to the guys. They put it up, played it, put the articles on top of it, made it even more dynamic, all live and in real time. And we're at the point now, like, where the team is so coalesced, we could start bringing in more people and showing them how the processes work and how we get stuff done quickly and efficiently, but also looking good.
Yeah.
Because there is a technique to get it out there quickly, in making it newsworthy, and whether it's shooting a video on YouTube and uploading it immediately, or a Facebook mentions, or, you know, doing a produced report. There's all different ways to get this information out. So, Darren, like, I guess what I want to know is, what's your process of putting something together like that intro that we just saw? If you were watching on Infowars.com/show, go ahead.
It's a little bit more processed. You know, it's more polished when I'm doing those intros. So. Mm-hmm. But so it really just takes, I storyboard it, you know, and at first I get all the clips together. And
that was a massive amount of clips, too. All those attacks on Alex over the years. I mean, you just.
And a lot of times you have to narrow it down, because each time I do this, I could literally have a 2-hour documentary each time, you know. So just kind of get the best of and change it up and make it exciting. Throw some music on there, some fancy graphics. And that's how we do it.
Which, by the way, we have some playlists on our Alex Jones channel where we basically have started collating all the
intros.
The fans have made intros, or the fans go and find the Alex Jones rants and they create their own remixes of rants, and so we add those to this playlist, kind of giving the fans a little bit of a boost as well.
That's right. We should have a list of intros as well, because I know Jakari Jackson, he's made several of them that are very nice, and so it's always fun putting the intros together.
The George Carlin one, I kind of cut it up, then you made it look really good.
Together, yep.
I think that's where we really can come together on that stuff, is doing it that way and sharing the load.
Yeah, so there's all the playlists if anyone wants to.
Guys, check out this story. Texas student suspended for sharing inhaler. A Texas middle school student was suspended after sharing her inhaler with an asthmatic student who was gasping for breath on Tuesday. She faces 30 days at an alternative school.
Wow. And that's not to protect the girl. It's to protect the school. You should have let her die.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been better to let her die, or, you know, have even a worse allergy.
Brain death from not being able to breathe, losing oxygen. And this is a, you know, a human being. That's your innate thing, is you want to save that other human being, but now you could potentially get sued, or the school could get sued.
Yeah. The saddest part about that headline is it's not even shocking anymore.
Oh, I know.
There's, you know, I mean, 10 years ago, that would have been a really big deal, and it should be a big deal now, but I mean, it's just like, I feel like I'm immune to it.
Here's some more freedom in America.
Let's see this one.
Freedom!
Plano mom sued over Playhouse loud kids. Yeah, the sound of children playing. We've seen this before. Remember the cardboard house? The guy built his cardboard fort.
Cardboard castle, and that was so offensive.
And it looked awesome, and people freaked out about it. You know what? Those things last about 2 weeks. Let the kids have their fun.
Or they're going to come arrest you.
Why are people so stuffed? I mean, this life is so short. You got one life to live. Enjoy it. Why do people need their perfect lawns and their perfectly manicured homes?
Oh, well, they've been conditioned to think that's
success.
The best way to live.
Yeah.
But her classmate began wheezing and gasping for breath, and every second gets worse, said the student who helped her out and who's had the disease since she was 5. And Rush offered the girl her inhaler, and the two were sent to the principal's office. Rush was punished for several days of at-home suspension. I mean, this is a travesty. I can't believe this happens. You help out somebody and you get punished.
Right.
And that's why. And then people don't help in the future. People drive by car wrecks because they go, if I help, I might get sued, or I might get in trouble.
Exactly. Yeah. If I try to stop you from choking, I might get sued.
I've had paramedics tell me that if they're off duty, just to keep driving, that they will keep driving if they see somebody in a wreck.
It's such a shame.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Now, I know one of the things that I was going to be speaking about tonight on the nightly news is the fact that they are, with college students, they're basically like these built-in buyers for classes are forcing them to wear Fitbits and wearables and things so they can track their every move. And people are like, oh, well, that's voluntary. Or when your employer wants to start tracking you, oh, wear this wearable so that it'll take down your insurance rates. Well, look at this story. Employee wellness programs, not so voluntary anymore.
There it is.
There it is. You got to give up that biometric information if you want to keep your insurance.
And doing the same thing to preschoolers.
And I've got a story here somewhere about a man who used a microchip implant on his hand to get through airport security.
Oh.
You know, the technology's out there. Some people are using it for good. Some people are using it for evil. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with much more. And Anthony Gucciardi is going to be sitting in as well. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Darren McBreen.
And are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You think a mortal man and put him in clay.
control.
We are live. It's a short segment here on the fourth hour Overdrive Hour. I'm your host, Rob Dew. That Darren McBreen, Leanne McAdoo also sitting in. Next segment, I'll be joined by Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to be going over some health news and also taking a look at Walmart and what looks to be the fall of Walmart is happening now. What does that mean for the rest of the country and society in general? Have we outgrown the Walmart model? But first, before we get to that, we had a guest yesterday, Tim Kennedy, who's a UFC fighter, and he was talking about, you know, this ISIS threat that the FBI told him about, which was against him. And earlier today, Alex did a video showing how Obama said, hey, anybody who says the economy is doing bad is peddling fiction. And then we get this news about the Walmart
right.
And yesterday you did this. This was your opening on the nightly news, your opening stories talking about how Obama said, oh, ISIS is contained. And then you kind of detailed all those. Why don't you go into a little bit of what you talked about last night?
Well, just, you know, the State of the Union, the State of the Onion, I would call it, is he just came out and told everyone what he wants us to be like, what he wants reality to be, not what reality is. So I just kind of took everyone down memory lane just the last year, less than a year, pointing out all the different times that there have been actual terror attacks, people being picked up by the FBI, planning terror attacks here on U.S. soil, terror attacks that were thwarted here, like in Dallas with the Draw Muhammad contest, and you know, all these mysterious cell phone purchases, which in several of these instances, it's those prepaid phones which are being used to detonate these explosives.
That's in Missouri, yeah.
Exactly.
A whole bunch of those. And
yeah.
There's some other things that went missing in some areas. People were... crazy stuff.
But pretty much,
behavior. People were asking about dams.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And wanted to take a tour of the dam, which is completely illegal. And so, but you know what? Obama is, everything is awesome.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
There you go. And so let's go to this clip now. This is from yesterday's, I guess it was the fourth hour. He kind of finished up the show with Alex and then I jumped in. But this is Tim Kennedy, UFC fighter, talking about the threat that the FBI told him.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
I said years ago, this ISIS spinoff of Al-Qaeda is big, a lot bigger than Al-Qaeda was, because I'm on the ground. I get the threats. I see them at Ferguson and at New York, and I see the signs. I see the stickers. It's trendy with the left, and it's in Texas. We go out to these Islamic training centers and get death threats. We get hacked. They put Joe Biggs, former staff sergeant U.S. Army, decorated combat vet. They put him in ISIS videos. When he went down to the border to show him on the Texas border. So this is what they do. But Tim Kennedy, just like Bin Laden's a high-value target or was, he's a high-value target. Now, Tim, I just set the stage. Is that accurate, what I said? Correct me if I'm wrong. You're the expert. And please break down in as much detail as you can about the personal Federal Bureau of Investigation visit and warning you got. And it's great to have you here in the InfoWar.
I've been a fan for a long time. So just appreciate you having me. From what they said, the FBI, the credible threat came from every day I get 5 to 10 people saying, hey, I hate you. You're going to die. I want to kill you. Everything that you stand for, I hate. What makes this significant is, this one was geotagged and they had content that they couldn't have gotten from anywhere else besides first person. So they had pictures of a guy's head that they had cut off and they said, this is going to be you. The geotag picture was, you know, close enough that the FBI says, hey, this is significant. And that's why we're talking to you right now. The problem was that I've been doing this for 13 years, you know, I don't know if I'm desensitized to it or I just don't care. And I have zero respect for the cowards that they are. And the FBI is like, you're not normal. You should be a little bit freaked out by this. I was like, I don't know. Let them come. I don't, you know, like I've been traveling all over the world to find these guys. And now they're going to come to Texas. Last time they gave it a whirl was in Garland. And that didn't go so well for them. So, you know, like, come to Central Texas and see how this is going to work. You know, the only thing they got going for them is they're brutal. They're evil and they have no respect for human life. They're uneducated, they're weak, they're stupid, but they have no respect for anything, and they'll take advantage of the weakest.
We now have two versions of this. We have the short clip up on our YouTube channel if you guys want to pull up the computer here. FBI says ISIS threat in Texas, and also a former Green Beret UFC fighter details ISIS threat in Texas. That's the longer interview Tim Kennedy did with Alex, and we have the shorter one, which just details talking about the threat. And, you know, I don't think they said it in that clip, but it was geotagged from Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
That's where it originated from. So that's pretty close.
Right, which is where they have picked up the other guy there in Houston who was working on attacking some malls there in Houston using prepaid phones to detonate these explosive devices. So
I wonder if they're buying the phones somewhere else and then shipping them over so there's no connection or they can, you know.
Yeah. And are they coming across the border? I mean, we've talked to Texas Border Patrol volunteers, right. and you know, they've found Muslim prayer rugs, Iranian cash on the Texas side of the border. I mean,
it's translation dictionaries.
Yep, that's right.
So it's here, people. You better get prepared for it because and keep your eyes open because ISIS is here in America, and we definitely need to do something about it. It's creation by our government. We'll be back with more. It's Rob Dew for the fourth hour of Overdrive. Thanks to Darren and Leanne for sitting in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story.
You know, there was a time when America, as it was coming up, you know, there's always been hardships. But there was a time when people had honor, they had integrity, and there's always going to be bad people out there. But, you know, it really is time for good men and women to stand up and stop being part of the silent majority and really taking action. And whatever your issue is, you can't cover them all. Find your issue and make a stand. Say something. Educate people. You know, today I want to do a quick plug here. Ending today is your last chance to get 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable food. So it's 30-40% off the retail price. They have a 25-year shelf life, packaged here in the USA, made in the USA. And food prices are going up. So I've noticed that I can't find a decent beer for under $9 a six-pack. So get it today. I have lots of storable food, and I keep it for those times. You never know when you're going to need it. There could be a tornado or a hurricane that hits your area, so your house isn't touched, but there's no electricity. So you want easy-to-make meals, and just add water. You have a portable stove. You can cook this stuff up, keep your family fed, and also protect your property, because the government's not going to protect your property. My parents were in Hurricane Rita, and our house had three trees fall on it. Half of the house was livable. Half of it wasn't. No air conditioning. It was really hot. It was like the end of September. It was the year the other hurricane hit New Orleans. I forget the name. It was Katrina. Yeah, that's it. So then Rita hit, and what did we survive on? We had MREs that we were able to eat. We also had some other food that we were preparing, but we ate MREs twice a day, and they were great, and they worked. But it's not nearly as good as what you're going to get from the InfoWars Select storable food. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out what we have there. Lots of different variations. I think there's a 1 month all the way up to, you know, a year supply that you can get. So check that out. 40% off the retail price. Now, sitting next to me in studio is Anthony Gucciardi. And at first, we're going to talk about health issues. And I guess this is a health issue. This is the health of the economy, health of the world, the mental health, the spiritual health of people, and how things are changing. And a big bellwether is what happened with Walmart, the big announcement today.
Well, you know, I think I heard from an advertisement on television that you can buy the American dream at Walmart for 50% off. Okay. Walmart is the embodiment of what America has become. And I think, I really, really believe the age of Walmart is over. And I believe Walmart closing its 269 stores today, which I understand is only 1% really of their annual, you know, income. I get that it's not that they're over. I get that. But it's the beginning of the end for them, I believe. And I believe it's a micro symbolism of what's happening in this country and really the world. Because if you look at Walmart, if you look at the decaying, slave good slinging reality that is Walmart, what it is the embodiment of everything that we need to stand against in this country that has taken it over. It is the parasite. It is the company that pushes as hard as it can to save you money, right, by paying Chinese slave laborers. And I have some stories here from international news agencies about the slave labor, from IHS Child Slave Labor News. And I want to give you an example of what they're really doing. But today really marks a change in my view. The age of Walmart is over because we've already decided we're not going to support them anymore. But it's not just the store. I want to make that clear. It's the politicians. It's the establishment system. It's the whole shebang that is done. The fakeness. Watching the debates last night, you know, I got to tell you, one thing that really makes me mad, I don't even care sometimes about what they're saying as much as they're saying it's so fake. So scripted. You know, Jeb Bush is just a joke. But some of the things that Ted Cruz says, right? He goes up there. He doesn't speak like we're speaking right now from the heart or anything like that. It sounds so canned. Well, you know, I believe in an America. People are tired of that crap. They want reality. We're tired of buying into our own slavery because the establishment sells us slavery, just like Walmart sells us slavery. Because when we spend money at Walmart and we support child slavery, we buy into the system, we support our own slavery.
And the TV reinforces that, and so people think that's the way to get the American dream is to buy imported slave goods so because you're saving money so you can spend it elsewhere. But what people don't realize is that you're also undercutting your local economy, which is a big deal. And people are starting to see that local is better. They're not eating out at McDonald's as much anymore. You're seeing other, you know, restaurants, people that serve good food, those restaurants are being patroned by people, and it is. And the debates last night, who was the winner of the debate? Rand Paul, and he didn't even show up, and he got the most attention out of anybody. he's probably going to go up in the polls as a result of not showing up to the debate and able to get his ideas out there without listening to John Kasich drone on or Rubio or any of these other guys just drone on about the same issues over and over again. He was able to take each question they were asked and give an impassioned long-form answer.
We're just sold over and over again, like you just said. We're sold the cheap prices at Walmart is our salvation. It's the American dream. We're sold that these politicians standing up there like plastic figurines reading a teleprompter that they've rehearsed, you know, hours and hours for this, that's our salvation. That's BS. That's complete BS, and we're tired of it completely. Look at this article from Huffington Post, for example. Corporations working hard to keep Chinese slave labor. And if you actually look at the IHS Child Slave Labor News website, it specifically says, it's messed up, Walmart and child slave labor, is the cost worth it? In 2003, it was recorded that there were 246 million child laborers in the world, and the number is increasing. Many companies use cheap child slave labor in third world countries in order to make a large profit. Young children are forced to work in sweatshops and produce shoes, clothing, toys, and other products. Walmart is a huge contributor to this issue because they encourage the cheap labor in order to save money. It's the largest employer in the United States with over 1 million workers. It's the largest food retailer and the third largest pharmacy. The factories in China that Walmart uses are horrible. The average pay in these special economic zones is 3 cents an hour, and even the best workers will receive at most 10 cents an hour. There are some workers who make a profit of 36 cents a month. Not normally. People cannot survive on this. Walmart workers are like slaves that suffer unjust treatment. At the factory in China, thousands of women work 98-hour weeks but profit less than $22 weekly.
God.
Okay, let's put that in.
And that's what you're supporting when you go to Walmart.
But yeah, and let's be clear though too. I buy things that are made in China. You buy things that are made in China.
You can't avoid it.
Pretty much everyone watching buys things that are made in China. Is that a bad decision? Yes. Are we terrible people? No. But you know what is terrible? The number one producer of all of this, according to this, is still doing it, right? And promoting it. Because as this one article I have so intelligently says, somewhere in here, scoop.
I think I grabbed it from.
No, it says something along the lines of people care more about cheap Asian food than Chinese slaves, right? So they go to Walmart, unfortunately, because this is the American dream, right? We go to Walmart, we can get some stir fry for 99 cents instead of going somewhere else and paying $1.30. Well, that's a victory. That's the American dream. But in reality, what's happening is Walmart and the people behind this are the ones really doing it. Because we don't know that. We're not looking at the 99-cent stir fry and thinking I'm killing children. You know, it's the people that have to make the decisions, the big executives that have to say, well, we're going to save $1 million if we pay the kids 20 cents a week as opposed to actually pay them good wages, right? Have suicide. Well, we'll just put the suicide nets in there. Or Apple, right?
Yeah.
So my message, though, is a victory. It's not trying to be just depressing talking about this. I mean, the majority of Americans see Congress as an out-of-touch, corrupt organization, according to Gallup. 48% say their own representatives are out-of-touch. 32% say their own member is corrupt. CBS says, why don't Americans trust the government? Come on, guys. Why don't you trust the government?
Yeah.
Want to cut government waste? Find the $8.5 trillion the Pentagon can't account for. The fakeness, in my view, the Walmart system that we all live under, because again, the establishment is like Walmart.
It's embodied in our government.
It's collapsing.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to buy it anymore. We're not buying into our own slavery. So I think the veil is going away. And I will say also, those stores closing is a sign that Walmart is on the verge in the beginning of a total collapse, in my view, because people aren't buying this. And if you look at the executives' responses of Walmart, well, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. They just keep saying it over and over again. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
The economy's doing great. You're peddling fiction
if
you say anything otherwise. That's what Obama said.
If you look at the numbers, people do want to support local businesses. They don't want to buy the slave goods anymore, and they're not going to stand for it. So I declare the age of Walmart is over, and I declare we are having victory. Even with all this messed up stuff going on, the reality is we're not buying it anymore.
I saw a meme going around said, you know, we declared a war on drugs, we have more drugs. We declared a war on poverty, we have more poverty. I wish the government would declare a war on farmers markets. So we'd have more farmers markets than we know what to do with. Guys, if you can pull up the computer again, Paul Joseph Watson put out a video a couple days ago, Why Capitalism is Great. And it's got this girl with the pink hair, and she's flipping off the camera using her iPhone, hashtag resist capitalism. I mean, That's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with these young, spoiled kids here in the United States that think everything should be free because, you know, we should have robots doing it, or it should be free because there's a lot of money going around, and there is money going around. You can see the thumbnail on the computer. Did it die over here? Okay, I'll pop it back up real quick. But you see, like, that is just – people are detached, and there's a lot of people waking up, but people are detached from what's really going on and how their stuff is made. They don't know where their chicken comes from. They don't know any of this stuff.
It's the new age of entitlement.
Right.
Because they've never actually had to go through the process. They just get the end result. Right? So when you don't have to go through the process – of having, let's say, a horrible job to create financial stability, right? You have to clean floors and sweep things and scrub dirty dishes, right? Like working at a server as a busboy or server or something.
A dish dog. They called a dish dog. I worked at a restaurant. I was the dish dog for 3 months.
But let's
I worked
right
my
there,
way
though.
Out of
we
it.
We don't want to sound, because we're not, right? We're not grumpy old men. This new generation, right? Because that's not really what it's about. It's because anyone can be entitled.
Sure.
Right? Anyone can act ridiculous like that and not understand the severity of it. And I think it's also because of their insecurities. They don't want to open themselves up to that reality. It's like when some people, you start talking about this stuff like the Chinese slave labor. They say, well, I don't want to hear about that. Don't tell me about that. I don't care.
Let's go to Walmart.
Yeah, let's go to Walmart. The sad truth is, though, if they actually read about it and listened to it, they would probably cry and be really upset, right? They'd be upset as I am, but they won't let themselves do that. They won't accept that reality, right? And sometimes that also comes off as snide and rude and entitled, which it is in some ways. But they also just won't accept that reality, right? Because they can't. Because that would shatter their illusion that the establishment gave them, the Walmart dream.
From birth.
They bought the American dream at Walmart.
From birth.
And the dream that they have that everything is great, everything's fine, and as long as you have your new iPhone, who cares?
Exactly. Or being able to go to the movies or get a new pair of jeans. All this stuff is made by these people in third world countries, and we do have to seriously examine that. And one way to do that is to also start businesses here in the United States, even though you're taxed to the gills at doing it. But it's people working hard is what made this country great. All right, there's nothing else. Nothing was handed to us. All right, we did steal some land from the Indians, but nothing was done in terms of, like, nothing was given to us. Everything, you know, there's some show on Netflix where they're building the railroad across the United States. They had to lay it one step at a time. One, it didn't happen overnight, but they laid a rail, and then they laid another rail, and then they get to a bridge, and they build a bridge. And it doesn't happen overnight. None of this stuff. People think that stuff's going to happen, like these people who are running to that 7-Eleven and jumping around like, we won. Well, they didn't win anything. They were celebrating with the guy who had the Powerball ticket. See if you guys can pull that up.
Yeah.
They're jumping around like they're winners. They didn't win anything. And it's this instant gratification, this instant entitlement society that is slowly, it's reached the peak of what it is. And now we're going to start seeing the fall. And I agree with you. I think maybe in 10 years, we might see, you know, Walmart's at 50% of what it was. You know, McDonald's is at 40% of what it was. And people, as they start making better decisions about how they spend their dollars and how they spend their time, you're going to see the system change on its own. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen with an election either. People think it's going to happen in the presidential election. It ain't going to happen.
Well, see, here's my view on this. I think the age of information has already come. People already get it. People already have the information. Now is the time of action. The age of solutions, the age of action. 2016 opens the new door for actions and solutions and real results, because we already know what's screwed up in the world. We get that now. Now it's time to equip the information and do something about it. And you talk about money, right? You talk about entrepreneurship. You talk about all that stuff. I did a segment when I hosted the fourth hour last time called The Truth About Money. And here's the ridiculousness of the entitlement society. They want everything. They want everything. I mean, they want everything. They want the new iPhone, just like Watson's awesome video. They want all of it. But if you try to build anything and you're not the establishment, here's the key part, you're not the establishment.
Oh, my God.
We can't trust that.
What?
Like, you just want to make money.
Like when you do a plug for the awesome products at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, which are awesome and I use every day and I think they're great. You should buy them. Seriously. How dare you? How dare you? But you can watch television commercials all day for the Fortune 500 where they just shove it down your throat over and over again, or sponsored ads online. Every single article is pretty much a sponsored article now. When you go, you know, you go to watch, read the news, it's all sponsored by Motorola. Get the new Motorola X93. And it's like, oh, cool. That's so cool. I want to get the new iPhone. That's awesome. Oh, but you're not the establishment and you're trying to sell something?
All right, how dare you?
And why have you been militarized against people to make money?
Exactly. Against anybody but the establishment.
Only they can make money.
I'm going to do another plug here. BrainForce, and this just happened today. Travis Knight, David Knight's son, who just got back from Oregon, he's trying to detox from caffeine, so he hasn't had coffee since Tuesday. And he came in looking, I'm sorry. And he was up here told.
Amazing.
He was the last one to leave last night, too. Last one to leave last night, uploading YouTube videos, making those highlight clips, which the one you have to go watch is a 20-minute clip of last night's. And we have a plug from a guy from North Carolina who's got an amazing accent, big InfoWars fan.
Is that the guy at the end?
Yeah, at the very end. It's just great. But anyway, I said, Travis, you got to try BrainForce. He's like, what? I said, yeah, man, here. I gave him two BrainForce. I'm walking around doing other stuff. I walk by him 15 minutes later. He's like, oh, my God, that stuff really works. I can't believe it. I'm like, yeah, dude, it works. I said, it really does work. We put out good stuff. So get your brain force. If you're feeling sluggish and you're trying to get off coffee, which we also sell coffee, too, which I love. I'm drinking mine right now. But if you really want to get off coffee, if you want to have energy, if you want your mind to feel like you're in control of your mind, not that you're underneath a blanket or, you know, that fuzzy feeling you get when you're just sluggish, brain force will work. I tell you, it is amazing. And right now we got it for $29.95 at InfoWarsStore.com, also InfoWarsLife.com. And you get discounts as you get more. So I don't know what you're waiting for. You got to try our products. There's reviews. Look at that. It's 471 reviews, 4.4 rating. That's almost unheard of. You know, we really do put out good stuff. Anthony is a big reason for that. We also have a buy Survival Shield X2 and get Silver Bullet at 50% off, plus a free calendar. You can write down all those dates, all those little milestones.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Final segment of the InfoWars.com Alex Jones show. We're on AM and FM, shortwave. We stream live at InfoWars.com/show. Many ways you can get us. We also put the show up on YouTube later for those who want to catch it there. A lot of ways you can catch it. Another way is to become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. And that funds a lot of the equipment, the personnel here. It's your subscription of Prison Planet TV that allows you to also get the free streams of the nightly news and the Alex Jones show. Those are then archived. We also have special reports, all of Alex's movies. A lot of people don't know Alex used to make documentaries. He's made about 20-something documentaries, 22, a few of which I came in 2009. I worked on Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, a couple others, Police State for the Rise of FEMA. And he's kind of moved on from that because by the time we get done with the documentary, that news is almost old. So we've gone to this new form of getting there on the scene, sticking an iPhone up and streaming that live back to studio and doing it a lot more. Doing it live, you know. F it, we'll do it live. As who said that?
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, my God. How did I forget?
But, hey, I want to cover this story. This is interesting. And this is a story of a company going, hey, you know what? We got to reboot here. Chipotle had that outbreak of food poisoning where people were getting sick. I think it was E. coli. They were getting up and started up in Seattle and Washington. And now on February 8th, they're going to close company-wide and have food safety meetings. They hired a food safety expert. They're going to get together, have their safety meetings, and really work on making it safe for people to eat there. And, you know, their stock's gone down. They didn't go, oh, we're going to close a bunch of stores and lay off a bunch of people. We're going to regroup and come back even stronger. And sometimes it takes that. Take a step back. You find something wrong in the process. And then you take two steps forward because nothing is perfect. Nothing is ever going to be perfect. And nothing is going to change, you know, overnight. But they're literally going to try to attempt that on February 8th, change overnight and just go, boom, we're going to reset, come back with a new attitude. And, you know, let's. I wish them the best because I like Chipotle.
So strong opinions are best held very weakly, right? So if I come into something and I see it's Chipotle, oh, it's a big corporation, they're instantly bad, right? We can't always hold those views. Oh, that's so terrible. Chipotle has actually handled things really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they're covering their butts in a lot of ways. But looking at the GMO issue where they said, hey, we don't know exactly what's going on, but our customers are pretty freaked out by GMOs overall,
yeah.
So we're going to do our best to get rid of them. A plus. Hey, we...
Antibiotics.
Yeah, the antibiotics. They're actually doing things that matter and changing things, and they have a huge pull and a huge leeway, and they're feeding millions of people, so they're directly impacting the lives and healths of millions of people. Chipotle overall is doing a good job. It's the complete opposite of Walmart. The Walmart strategy would have been, no one got sick here.
What?
That's absurd. Let's open the hatch. You know, the Walmart strategy would have just been reduce pay or something absurd like that. You know, shut down all the stores and instead of doing the one Chinese factory with the dead pig sludge everywhere, go next door or something.
Exactly. Now, speaking of GM products, FDA gives okay for companies' genetically engineered potato. And in a letter to Idaho-based J.R. Simplot, the FDA said the potato isn't substantially different in composition or safety from other products already on the market. Yeah, so FDA just said it's good. And, you know, there's no evidence. They say in continuing this article, there's no evidence that genetically modified organisms known as GMOs are unsafe to eat. But there is an ethical issue. And I think the ethical issue is they're taking genes from other things and splicing them into each other. It's not like we're taking two potatoes and mating them, you know. They're taking insect genes. They're taking glyphosate-resistant genes. I mean, people really need to, I think the GMO thing is really going to come to a head this year. We saw some victories. We saw some setbacks last year. But 2016 is the new year. Right, Anthony? And we're going to take the fight to them on the GMO front.
2016 is the year. It's the age of solutions in action.
What are you doing out there? What are you doing out there to make changes in your life? Thanks for joining us. 7 p.m. Central tonight for the Nightly News. Join Ja'Kari Jackson, and we'll be back on Sunday.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.